Morning, Mr. Granville.
Morning, Doctor. The cough's nearly better now.
Good, good, good. Jolly good. I'm afraid we're going to have to take the leg off, though.
What?
I'm afraid so, old chap. Probably the arm as well.
The arm? Why the arm?
To get to the leg. It's rather in the way.
Could hold the arm out of the way.
Oh, well, that's fine, if you'd rather do that.
Well, yes, please. Why do you want the leg, sir?
Well, if we remove it now, it'll give the others a chance to grow. You see, if you get one badly infected tooth, it can limit the survival of all the others.
Tooth?
A leg. Leg. Sorry. I mean, I don't want to take the leg off, believe me. I mean, it means I've got to stay late on Thursday, I give up two smashing seats at Covent Garden, I'm up at crack of dawn anyway, and quite frankly, the last thing I'll feel like is taking someone's leg off.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
Oh, don't worry, it's just that taking people's limbs off doesn't exactly top my list of things to do on a Thursday evening. Anyway, we'll give you bags of anaesthetic, you won't feel a thing, you wake up Friday morning and they'll be gone.
They?
It'll be gone. I guarantee you won't know which one's missing.
Oh, good.
Any preferences?
Good. Well, we'll take one or other of your,
Legs.
Legs off on Thursday night.
Oh, great.
So began one of the most extraordinary love stories in the history of British surgery. The love of a one-legged patient for his testy, erratic, mentally unstable but brilliant surgeon. A story that culminated in the surgeon extracting his own appendix in a Hull bookshop. Next week on Love Story, we examine the curiously moving tale of Lucy Quango, a Cabotos's daughter who eloped with a window cleaner by mistake and became the first transsexual to head a major British corporation. And finally, here's a police message. Inspector Carpenter of the Special Patrol Group, can you please ring Eileen and Brenda?